Now that you've identified your event and the type of event it is, it's time for us to look at that event and identify the time implications surrounding that event. To assist us to do this, I've provided some example questions that you may wish to use. I would also suggest that you might consider more questions relevant to your own event. The type of information we're looking for in order to identify any time implications your event has could include such things as: did the emergency management plan identify such an event within its strategies? If the answer is yes, were there a detailed hazard analysis conducted for this type of event? Had there been some form of risk assessment? What were the strategies provided in the plan to manage this type of event? Was the plan ever exercised? The idea here is that by identifying any sort of strategies that were contained within the event, we can identify whether or not the community had expected the event or this type of event to occur. Although in this topic and for the assignment we are focusing on the pre-impact phase arrangements for your selected event, we have the ability to jump forward in time to when the event actually occurred to examine some aspects of the response in order that we can be more comprehensively analyze the pre-impact preparedness. For example, by jumping forward in, say, the Newcastle earthquake to after it occurred, we might be able to analyze the coronial inquiry report, any sort of major organizational inquiries, the reports from those, to identify any implications that time had on the event. We can then step backwards in time to analyze the plans and procedures and the preparatory arrangements to understand whether or not the community and the agencies involved had actually anticipated such an event occurring and the implications at different times of the year or times of the day might have on the successful management of an event. Therefore, in order to more fully understand the implications of the pre-impact phase and the planning for the event, let's examine some of the following questions. Was the plan implemented? Did the strategies identified and developed by the plan for this event work? If not, what were the problems? Did strategies have to be modified? From the answers to these questions, you can then go back to see if agencies and planners could have foreseen these problems before the event occurred and thus have initiated some pre-impact activities to either prevent or mitigate the effects of these problems. In the pre-impact phase, was there public education and information disseminated about the hazard or potential event and what to do? Was this information adequate? Who was it disseminated to? Were early warning and alert strategies incorporated in the emergency management plans? Were warnings and alerts issued by the appropriate authorities? If so, what communication mediums were used to release timely warnings and alerts? Were they received by all the community, including the non-English speaking ethnic groups or disadvantaged persons, for example, the deaf or the blind or those who required specialist medical intervention? If received, were they heeded by the affected community, or was the community apathetic toward the warnings? Were there any problems with the warnings and alerts that could be traced back to inappropriate planning of strategies in the pre-impact phase? And finally, were resources identified and procedures in place to access and mobilize them? These are just some questions that might provide you with a better understanding of the time implications related to the event that you have chosen and when it occurred, and the results of and the effects of that event on the community.